sixth angel poured out of his bowl upon the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Now, saints, one day I want to teach you about that river Euphrates. I don't have time tonight. But that verse is so powerful. Because it says that right before, what angel is this? The sixth angel. What does the seventh angel do? That's the second coming. When the seventh angel sounds, that's the second coming. So this verse is talking about the sixth angel. So evidently these are things that's about to happen just before the coming of the Lord. The sixth angel is the angel over the sixth day. And what day are we living in? The sixth day. So when you study Revelations, you may want to pay attention to the sixth angel. Because this sixth angel, one of the first things it does is dries up the river Euphrates. Verse 12. Now, notice that what it dries up is the water. What did I teach you a few weeks ago the water is? Remember I talked to you about the water? I said everybody's wanting the rain, but they don't realize rain is made of water, and water is the Word.
Revelation.
Yeah, the revelation of the Word. Just before the coming of the Lord, there's going to be a famine of the what? What does this angel dry up? The water.
Yes.
Oh, wow. See? Yeah. We get somewhere now. Now, but why? Why does it dry up the water? To make a way for the kings of the east. Now, hold on a minute. Oh, Brother Vaughn, that must be some world rulers. No, baby. The kings of the east is the 144,000, the elect of God. Listen, we must have a way made for us to come on the scene. And what's going to bring us on the scene is the drying up of the Word of God. The drying up of truth is going to make a way for us to come in and bring to this generation the truth of the Word of Yahweh. Never understood it. Never. All my life I've always wondered what verse 13 meant. But you see, in verse 13, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, the mouth of the beast, and the mouth of the false prophets. And these are the spirits of demons who perform miracles, who go forth to the kings of the whole earth. Now notice who was coming in verse 12, the kings of the east. But these spirits are not going to the kings of the east. They're going to the kings of the whole earth. Sister, I know you turned me down some, but I can't hear myself at all. I'm so sorry. Folks, y'all have to realize I can't hear. And if I can't hear, I can't preach. So thank you. Thank you so much. Now, they go forth, just a little bit more if you don't mind. Thank you. There we go. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was hearing myself fine, but somebody changed something. Or maybe I turned it off. No, it's on. All right, verse 13. And then I saw the unclean spirits. They went to the kings of the whole earth. Now, why did they go to the kings of the whole earth? To gather them together. Thank you, much better. Thank you so much. You turn this mic down when I tell you to. I cannot hear. I can't preach. Y'all don't want me preaching, I won't preach, but I've got to hear myself. Now they went forth together, these kings together, to a day of great battle. And what is this battle called? The great day of Yahweh Almighty. Hallelujah. Tonight we want to find out why, just before the coming of the Lord, we've got a frog festival going on. We got to find out why, after, when does these frogs come forth? After the water's dried up. Good God. After the revelation of truth has been taken from the church. After this time, there is now coming. Why? Because guess where frogs live? In the mud of the river. The water's gone. So now that the truth is gone from the earth, here comes the frogs. It's imperative tonight that you get this, because you may understand tonight why this ministry is going through what it's going through. Why you're going through what you're going through. Because we are living in the sixth angel's message. We are living in the time, Sister Judy, when the frogs are coming out. Oh yeah. The frogs are coming out. And there's a reason they're coming out. Because the water's dried up. The revelation is dried up. The church has no water. And when you lose the message of truth, the frogs come out. Amen? Now let's go to the first screen tonight. Just before, now I want to talk to you about the Battle of Armageddon real quick. I've tried to teach you for years. When you get to the book of Revelation, Elder, we make a big mistake, Sister Jude, Sister Maroney. When we read the book of Revelation, if you read the book of Revelation with carnal eyes, you come up with a mess. I've tried to teach you how to read this book. I've tried to read you the signs and the symbols, what they mean, what they represent. Because the entire book of Revelation is a book of symbols. If you don't get the symbols right, you don't get the message right. So when we get to the Battle of Armageddon, everybody's expecting a worldwide physical battle. Why? Because that's what it looks like in our carnal eyes and our carnal minds. That's what it looks like. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to teach you tonight. The Battle of Armageddon has a fulfillment in you before it does in the world. Yeah. The book of Revelation is a spiritual book and it's written to the church.
Come on, hurry up.
This is not a book for the world to read. It is a book for the church. Who did the Bible say this book is written to? The seven churches. This is not a book for your neighbor. This is a book for the church. This is our book. And inside of this book is great mysteries. But not to us, because he takes pleasure in revealing them to us. So when we get to the Battle of Armageddon, everybody's looking for this worldwide battle of ships and tanks and, you know, this. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, Satan has caused you to miss the true Battle of Armageddon by giving you to look for one coming in the Valley of Megiddo. I'm going to teach you tonight where the Battle of Armageddon, for some of you, has already begun. Absolutely. See, Satan's got you looking for a future battle. You don't even realize, listen now, that the battle's already started. What battle? Why, the battle with the frogs. What did these frogs go out to do? To start a battle. They went to the kings of the earth, Mother Smith, and the Bible said they went to bring them to battle. Think about it. Why would God use frogs? Why would God use frogs to start a battle? Oh, it's going to get so good tonight. You're not even going to be able to contain yourself. Because when the Holy Ghost showed me the frogs, He showed me the reason for the battle. And I said, Lord, that's not coming. That's going on in my life right now. And He said, bingo. Bingo. Quit being carnal, looking for a battle, and recognize the one that started. How did it start? With the frogs. Next. Just before the battle begins, World War, doing one at a time, sis. That's fine. World War is about to begin in this scene in verse 13. This is the beginning of the World War, World War III. The final World War. The battle of the great day of the Almighty Yahweh.
Thank you. Yay.
Go ahead. Something must assemble the nation. Something must make them mad. Something must stir them up to get them to come to this battle. Something must bring them to this battle. Ladies and gentlemen, something is going to bring this battle to pass. And what is that something? Let's go. In John's vision, this is not done by some gallant ambassadors dressed in stately robes. You know, you would think if we're going to start a world war, we would send out our best ambassadors to those nations, to those kings, and talk to them and let them know what we're doing. But this is not what happens in John's vision. No, he doesn't send out his best soldiers in this vision to start this war. Stay with me, saint.
Yes, sir.
That's not who he sends out to start this war. Oh, no, no, no. He doesn't send out General Schwarzenegger and the best soldiers he's got. John doesn't see that. But John sees what's going to start this battle. Next. What is it that starts this next battle? This job will be done by the frogs. The battle of Armageddon will start with the frogs. I wish I could be in my shoes sometimes, trying to reveal life to people and understand the battle that it takes to get this in your spirit, past that carnal thinking. Oh, what a gift we have here tonight. Yahweh's about to reveal to you the frogs. Hallelujah. Next. Now notice what they're called, unclean spirits. Read verse 13, the first line. What does it say, somebody? I saw what?
Three
unclean spirits. Now, John wrote that book about 60 years after Christ died. Now, according to the churches in this town, every one of them, when Christ died, it did away with all the unclean food laws. Is everybody awake? After Christ died, you can now eat what you wanted to eat, right? According to the churches in this town, Christ nailed that to the cross. So tell me why 60 years later, the apostle of God is still talking about unclean.
Right.
He calls them unclean spirits. If God did away with unclean, then why is he talking about unclean in the book of Revelation?
Sure.
Next. He says they are demons. These unclean spirits are demons. Next. They live. Notice where these frogs live. Where did John see these frogs? I'm just going to sit down and let y'all tell me. Where?
Mouth.
In the mouth. frogs, it's about the mouth.
Thank you, sir.
Good God.
Hallelujah.
He saw these frogs in three different mouths. The mouth of I call it the unholy trinity. He sees them in the mouth of the dragon, which is Satan. He sees it in the mouth of the beast, which is the governments of this world. And then he sees it in the mouth of the false church. The false prophet. The false church. He sees three frogs in three different mouths. Satan, the government, and the church. Remember, the water's dried up. From where? The church. There's no water. So what he sees after the water's gone is frogs in the mouth of these three. Next. They dwell, frogs dwell in the marshes. Frogs dwell in the quagmire. Frogs dwell in the stale waters, not living water, but old dead water. Yeah. Frogs is in the backwater. They're in the river backwater. They're not in the ocean. Oh no, you won't find them in living fresh. You'll find them in dead water. Frogs. Their croaking fills the night with such noise. You go out there, Brother Tom, on the night and go fishing. Starts off with one frog way in the distance. All of a sudden you hear another one over there. One behind you. And before you know it, the entire night is nothing but croaking frogs. In God's church, it starts with one false message. Then another one. Then another one. And in the mouth of the preacher comes the frogs. I'm going to show you something tonight. Just before Yeshua returns, the mouths of the church will be nothing but croaking frogs. Said before he comes back, there's going to be three demons speaking through the government, Satan, and the church. Filthy, dead frogs. Unclean frogs. Because in the Old Testament, a frog is unclean. Can't eat frogs. No frog legs. No, it's unclean. Now, notice the next part. Go. These are at home in the slime and in the mud. They're not home in anything fresh or alive. What are these uncanny imposters the image of? Watch this. Go. The satanic trinity. The frogs are in the mouth of the satanic trinity. Who? The dragon, the false prophet, and the beast. Do you see that beast up there on the right? That's the United States of America, Great Britain, China, North Korea, South Korea. It's in all the governments of the world. They've got frogs in their mouth. And then there's the false prophet. Who is that? The church? Frogs in their mouth. And this is just before the Lord comes back. There's going to be a message take over their mouths that's going to be an unclean message. Just before the Lord comes back. Next screen. So, here's our first clue. Unclean spirits. Next. Now, supposedly, Yeshua did away with unclean animals. However, 60 years later, frogs are still being called what?
Unclean.
Unclean. Isn't that something? Yep. Meaning that they were not to be eaten. Now, notice this. Yeah, watch this carefully. The whole world can eat frogs and get by with it. But there's one group of people that can't eat frogs.
Israel.
Shay. Hallelujah. See? Everybody else in those other churches can eat that message if they want to. But Israel can't eat frogs.
Yeah.
God's people can't eat that message. She can't eat those frogs.
Only Israel can eat it. The church next door can eat it. See, there's a difference in a church and Israel. There's a difference in a group of people coming to church and Israel. Israel will spit out a frog.
Yes, sir.
The Gentiles will make frog legs and fry them and eat them. Every church in town will take frogs and love them and eat them and cherish them. But not Israel. When Israel hears an unclean message, she'll spit it out. Every time. Next. The elect will not have anything to do with frogs. Oh no. Only the world will. The religious world will eat frogs. But not Israel. See, we can walk into a church and it can look right. It can have the best music. It can have the best prophesying. It can have everything. But the minute that man comes to the pulpit, we'll know if we're hearing a frog croaking or if we're hearing a prophet of Yahweh.
Amen.
We'll hear the croaking and we won't eat it. We'll walk in and we may have a house full of croaking going on. We won't eat it. Why? These unclean spirits are in God's church today. Next screen. What's the second clue coming out of the mouth? Next. How can a frog be in a mouth? How can that be? Next. Remember the revelation rules that I taught you when deciphering these symbols. Next. This can only mean an unclean. What is the symbol of an unclean teaching? What comes out of your mouth? Frogs in the mouth.
Unclean.
Yes,
sir.
Word, the wrong message.
That's right.
Yeah, just before the Lord comes back, there's going to be frogs hitting the church's mouth. They're going to begin preaching a message that's unclean. See? What message? That you can be unclean. That you don't need the Torah. You don't need the law. You don't need any of that. Unclean! And yet the Bible said the whole world will take that frog message and croak right along with it. They'll eat frogs, but Israel will hear the message. Ask my wife. Sometimes I'll be walking through the house. And she'll have a preacher on the TV. Ask her. Sometimes I just look at it. And I just go,
ugh.
I don't have nothing against that person. But I heard some croaking.
Hallelujah.
I heard an unclean message. Yes, I did. I heard an unclean message. And I don't care what kind of suit you're wearing. You got a frog spirit preaching an unclean word to Israel. We won't eat it. I don't care how you dress it up. We will not eat your frog legs. But in the last day, the frogs will start preaching in false prophets' mouth. Now, it won't be an ugly message. Do you know, listen carefully, do you know the best foods you'll ever eat? Unclean food. Y'all don't like catfish? I do. You don't like shrimp? You don't like it? I love it. I love the taste of it. Why? Anything that's unclean will preach better than the clean message will. Oh God, you can preach that unclean message and fill the house. But you let this clean message come out. Nobody wants it except Israel. I said except Israel. I'll preach this clean message because I know the unclean tastes better, but the clean will get you in to the government of Yahweh. There's frogs croaking, an unclean message. What message? You know the message I'm talking about.
The what?
That message that turns a man into a god. That message that turns a... That, oh, listen to me. You cannot teach this frog message. You got to get it out of your mouth. For 30 years, I preached an unclean message. Until the frog started coming out. And God put a coal on my lips and burnt their dogs out. He said, Isaiah, put a coal to your lips. He said, I'm clean. I'm unclean. But he said, I'm going to put a coal to your lips. And it will cleanse you. It'll give you a clean message. You need a clean message tonight. You need a clean message. One that's based on the Word of God from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant, from Genesis to Revelation. You need a clean message. The frogs have been turned loose in God's church. Next. This frog from the mouth is the symbol of the false teaching that will come from... Now why do we have a frog in three mouths? You don't understand. Before the frog can get in the mouth of the false prophet, it's got to jump from the mouth of Satan. Oh God. Shalom Hoshiah. It's got to jump from the mouth of Satan. And now it must speak through two different voices of what? The mouth of the church and the mouth of the world system. See, here's the point. You don't believe that the church and the beast are saying the same thing? Oh yeah, just watch the Hollywood show where they're giving out the trophies, whatever they call it, Hollywood Globes, whatever. And watch every person on them get up and thank God for giving that to them. Yeah. Oh, because why? The church has told them that God gave it to them. God blessed them with it. God, let me tell you, when you're cursed and don't know it, even your blessings will be a curse to you. Even your blessings are a curse to you. Yeah. The church and the world is preaching the same message. Oh, yeah. You don't believe it? Get on Facebook and tell people God hates sin. You'll find out real quick that they won't hear that clean message. No, no, here's the message they won't. I know that you got sin in your life. That's okay. God knows you can't help it. That's called the unclean message. And the world eats frog legs. They love them. They fry them. They love unclean food. Do you know the best food is unclean? Why? It appeals. Ain't it something? You go in a buffet and everything's unclean. Right? Yeah. Why? Because the world craves it. What food are you craving tonight? Those watching around the world, what food are you craving? Are you craving the message of the clean or the unclean? Unholy. Yeah, that's right. That, see, the world will take the frog legs. But Israel say, hey, don't sound right. Don't sound right. Next screen. The spirit of frogs has been fed to the world. Read. We are fed by the words we grew up on. By the teachings that we believed all of our life. That's what fed us. We have ingested the spirit of frogs or the false teaching into our minds from the false prophet, the false system. We have become the frogs. We've been croaking the same message they taught us as we were growing up. Next. We've swallowed the spirit of that teaching. And we've become defiled by it. I want to prove to you. I want to show you something, ladies and gentlemen. This ministry is bringing you back to the original way of Yahweh. But do you know that you're so infested with frogs that the good way looks like the hard way? The clean way looks like the hard way. Why? Because you've been fed with frogs. You've been fed with frogs. You've been fed with the teachings of the church you grew up in. And they've taught you the holidays of the world. They've taught you the lies of Rome. And now, when you're being fed the clean message, you crave the unclean message. See, you grew up just like I did, being told, go to church, get the music right, get your shout, get your blessing, and then go on back home. You weren't taught to go to church and learn the word of Yahweh. Why? Because the unclean way is just like the way of the world. Do y'all know that the church today is no different than the club? Don't you understand that? Oh yeah, go to the club. They got a band, and then you bring an offering and give a tip to the band. When you come to church, they got a band. Bring your tip, put it in the bucket for the offering for the band. See, everybody, and then once they get done singing a song in the club, you clap for them, sir. It's all the same.
Come on.
It's all the same. Yahweh's trying to bring you a clean message, trying to bring you out of that. And yet we crave the croaking of the frog. Next, these teachings placed our hearts and minds in resistance to the truth of Yahweh. How many remember when you first came into Sabbath? How many remember when you first got the Sabbath message and you saw it in the Bible, you knew it was there, nobody can deny it, right? But yet there was something in you still kicking against it. 2 years. You know what that was, don't you? The frogs. Why? You've become the frog. The frog's in your mouth. The frog's in your mind. This unclean message is in your mind. And so when the clean comes, see, thank you. Every one of you, I'm fixing to tell you about the battle of Armageddon. It starts in your life when the frogs get kicked out. Good God. Yay! The battle between you and Yahweh begins. What is the battle of Armageddon? It's the battle of Yahweh against man. And brother, you're started when the frogs got notice that they had to move out. This battle starts with frogs. Oh, yes it does. Listen, when Yahweh shows up, with the clean message, here's what happened. He begins to deal with us by His Spirit. And then what happens? The battle of Armageddon begins in your life. Listen to me. Before Yahweh conquers the world, He's going to conquer the church. The congregation.
Yes, sir.
Don't you know the battle of Armageddon's got to start at you before it's going to start at Megiddo? Why? Because He must conquer you right now. You got to be conquered, Brother Tim. Yahweh's got to conquer you. He's got to conquer me. Why? Because man is the enemy of Yahweh. Oh, yes, sir. You want to prove it? Let me prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you. You can bring 10 preachers in this room. Set them on that road back there. And in 3 hours, I can prove the Sabbath day to them from the front to the back. And they'll all walk out that door, call me a false prophet. Why? There's something in you that's so filled with frog that you can't hear the clean message when it comes. There was a day, Sister Judy, when you walked through those doors with Ryan and you sat right over there. There was a day whenever the frog started getting pushed out of your mind and your life. And it was on that day that the battle of Armageddon began between you and Yahweh. The flesh had to be conquered, but it started with getting rid of the frogs.
Hallelujah.
Getting rid of the what? The false teaching. The false thinking.
Hallelujah.
The unclean message.
Yes, sir.
Yahweh's going to conquer you, Mother Smith.
Hallelujah.
He's going to have a battle of Armageddon with you.
Yes, sir.
Before He has one with the world. He's going to destroy you from top every part of you that rebels against Him, He's going to push it down. Every part of you that says no, Lord, He's going to fight you until He either conquers you or kills you.
Hallelujah. sir.
I'm preaching better than y'all getting it. You've been so deceived by looking for the battle of Armageddon, you don't realize when you walk through the back doors of this ministry, it started. Why? I feel the battle to this day. 3 years later, I feel myself kicking against it sometimes. And God will say, either take it and eat it. Eat it all. Eat it all. Eat it all. Or give it all back to me. And go back to the slime with your frog message. Sister Hope, I'm in a different dimension right now. I see in the spirit now. God is calling you out of the mud that you grew up in. He's calling you out of the slime of that old church message into truth. And once you make the mistake, Brother Tom, once you make the mistake of hearing one shred of truth, it will take over your life.
Hallelujah.
Anybody say amen?
Amen.
It'll take over your life, Sister Judy. Truth will come in like a valiant army and fight every area of your faith.
That's right.
You better hear what I'm telling you now. God's going to set you free from them frogs. He's going to push them out of your river, of your mind. He's going to sit. How do you get frogs out? What did I say they hated? Fresh water. Get some fresh word. Get some fresh word. The frogs got to go. They'll move out of your mind.
Hallelujah.
What? When you get under a ministry that's preaching a fresh message, preaching a revelation message, preaching a clean message, when that starts coming in, frogs start croaking like hell. They start croaking all over your mind. They start jumping ship. Why? Fresh water is coming in to your mind. Oh, oh, the frogs take up residence. They live there. And that's why your best friends that are in the church can't hear a word you're saying. The croaking is going on in their minds. Yeah. It's croaking. Say, God's not like that. Yeah. God don't care what day. God don't. Why? That's what they grew up on. Croaking frogs. But before the Lord comes, there's going to be a frog queen in Israel. Did you hear me? There's going to be a frog queen in Israel just before the Lord comes. Oh, Shelah Bahaya. Oh, frogs live when there's no fresh revelation. My God, God spoke to me and said, teach my people who let the frogs out. I said, okay, who? He said, they're preachers. Let the frogs into the church. Out of the world, into the church. And now it comes through their mouths. And then you feed on it and you become those frogs next stream. The moment of battle. Listen to me, saints. Brother Rick, Yahweh has one desire for you. Now listen, people hate it when I say this. I'm about to let y'all go home. And it is not your happiness. It's your holiness.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See?
Hallelujah.
See?
Hallelujah.
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 Huh?
Hallelujah.
Because if he can get you holy, you'll be happy automatically. See? If he gets you right, you'll be happy on accident. Happiness is not. Hey, whenever somebody gets on Facebook and says you deserve to be happy, no, you don't. You deserve to be holy. And when you get holy, you'll be happy. Why? Because God is not interested in making you happy. Do you know what God's interested in? You ain't gonna like it when I tell you. He's interested in destroying you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
So won't you just die?
Just die. Just go ahead and die. Because you're either going to die or he's going to kill you. It's up to you. That's what he did. What did he do to Jacob? He came and wrestled with him, didn't he? They was in a war. They was in a battle. That was the battle of Armageddon. With your little sissy thigh, pussy foot back and forth. You better stop. He's coming after you. You won't be able to sleep at night. You won't be able to live because he's going to get in here and get your frogs out. The Bible said anybody that puts their hand to the plow and looks back is not fit. You're not qualified for the government. Why? When the battle starts, one or two things is going to die. And it ain't going to be Yahweh.
Amen.
He's coming after you, Brother Schmidt.
Amen.
Hello, Boshaya. He came after me.
Amen.
He put me away for 3 years and came after me. Yeah. Said, son, when you get out of here, you're either mine or you don't exist.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Because me and you's in a battle, son. Yeah. Jacob,
yeah.
Fight me all night long if you want to.
Right.
But at the end of this fight,
right,
I'm going to win.
Right.
I tell you tonight, Sister Hope, at the end of this battle, he's going to win. At the end of this battle, you're going to either change your thinking, you're going to be going crazy if you don't. Why? Because if you ever get 1 ounce of truth, 1,000 frogs will have to take one. Get the frogs out of your muddy pond. What is your muddy pond? Your mind. Get the frogs out. Why? Because we're at the moment of battle next. While everyone is looking for a future battle of Armageddon, we completely lose sight of the battle of Armageddon in our life right now. What is the battle of Armageddon? The battle of God and man.
Hallelujah.
Sister Moroni, that battle is in progress in your life.
Glory.
Do y'all realize that?
Amen.
Do you know why these seats are empty tonight? Many that started with us couldn't endure this battle. Why? Why?
Frogs.
Frogs. Come back in your mind. Croak. 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 The frogs come after you. They get back in your mind. And you go back to the mud that God delivered you out of. Next. That battle begins when you realize that God wants to do more in you than just forgive your sins and bless you. The moment you realize he's got more for you than salvation, that's the moment the battle starts. Woo! When you realize he's got change in mind for you, that's when the battle starts. My God, listen, but when he begins to deliver you from the spirit of the frogs, the false teaching, when he starts to deliver you,
he warned you.
Everybody listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Sister Dion, this battle separates you from your closest loved one. It'll separate you from your pastor. It'll separate you from your friends. And I'm telling you, I won't be the first to tell you it ain't easy. But I'll tell you this. You ain't got no choice. You better go on and finish this.
Yes, sir.
You better go all the way.
Yes,
because the battle has started. Oh, you made a mistake when you heard one moment of truth.
Yeah.
You made a mistake. The battle started. Yellow Osiah. Oh, hallelujah. We have swallowed and we find ourselves drawn into the greatest conflict of our lives. That's right.
You better know what that means.
You better know what it means. It's his. Somebody can listen to me. How many's ever heard people say, I'm in a battle with the devil? No, you ain't. You're in a battle with God.
Hallelujah!
Yes, sir.
You're in a battle with God.
Amen.
Get ready to lose.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to lose.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to lose.
Yes,
get ready for him to turn you upside down. And when he gets done, you can't even recognize yourself. Get ready to lose.
Hallelujah.
Get ready. Get ready.
Yes,
yeah, but when he's through with you, I shall come forth,
yes,
as pure gold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next. What battle, Brother Vaughn? What battle? Let's read it. Ephesians 6 and 12. What battle?
That's right.
Oh, what battle? It ain't between you and the devil.
That's right.
Oh, no. It's between you and Yahweh.
Yes, sir.
The battle of Armageddon began already in your life. Yeah. Ephesians 6 and 12.
Yes, sir.
Here's the battle. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual forces of the evil one in the atmosphere. Listen to what he says. God is going to use evil in this war against you.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
He's going to let people do you wrong. Yeah. He's going to let people do you wrong. He's going to let evil come against you to see if he can win the battle. All you can do is stand. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Listen. Listen to this battle. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from the frauds. From filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Perfecting holiness in the reverence of Yahweh. There's your battle right there. Perfecting holiness. Getting rid of the unclean spirit. When Yahweh sets his hand to purify and perfect us, that's no local war, baby. That's no neighborhood battle. That's a world war. Your entire world is fixing to crumble. Yahweh fights world wars. Your whole world, you'll fight. Oh yeah! It shakes your entire world! 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in Yahweh for pulling down strongholds. Verse 5, demolishing arguments. What arguments? Those fraud arguments in your mind.
Yes, sir.
Those arguments that say, surely God didn't mean it just like that. See, when you're standing up, he'll pull those arguments down out of your mind. That croaking. And destroying every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh. Bringing under control every thought, every fraud, every croak, he's going to bring them all under control. Why? Once he begins to win the battle over your mind. Once he begins to win the battle over the frogs, he'll win the battle over you.
Glory.
Why? The frogs are your thoughts. Ribbit. 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 Just like the pond at night, they fill your mind.
Oh.
All you hear is, surely God's not like Brother Vaughn's preaching. How many's ever heard people in this town tell you, I love Brother Vaughn, but he preaches it too hard. Oh, see, ribbit. Ribbit. He's bringing y'all back under the law. Ribbit. Ribbit. It's too hard. Have you ever heard him say, my God's not like that? That's right. Their God's not. But the God of the Bible is the God I preach. Hallelujah. Remember this well. Frogs croak at nighttime. I hope you hear me now. When do frogs croak? At night. All night long. When you lay down your head at night, you start croaking. What do they say? Maybe this way is too hard. Maybe it don't matter if we go to church on Sunday. Maybe it don't matter if we just go to one Mardi Gras. But maybe. How is God so stuck? Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. They croak in your mind, begging you back to where you came from. I'm preaching to somebody tonight. I'm helping somebody. I don't know who you are, but I'm helping you. The frogs, they're in your mind. In the darkness of your spiritual delusion, they'll croak, and they'll croak, and they'll croak. You know what they say to you? Do you really believe everybody's going to hell that don't believe it like y'all believe? They love that one. They love that one. Well, what about all those good prayer warriors that's not keeping? See, us, they rib it. They keep trying to steal from you those nuggets of truth that God has trusted you with. The frogs come out. There's a song that said the freaks come out at night. Big it's the frogs that come out at night. They come out at night in your mind, but you know, God hates frogs. Unclean spirits. But when the light of His day begins to shine in your mind, it'll wipe out 1,000 frogs in about a 30-second sermon when you hear the truth. Every frog will die at the light of the truth. When you see the truth, it makes the frog. How many of you can hear? You come in here on a Sabbath night, and all them frogs that's been talking to you all week, they disappear. What? The light of the new day is shining upon you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're coming here on Shabbat. The daylight starts shining. The frogs shut up, don't they? You know when they shut up? Do you know when the frogs shut up? When I open the book and take you to the scripture and show you where the Bible says. All of a sudden they just quit croaking, don't they? Wow. The light! The light of the new day is shining on you. Ain't it funny? When you leave here tonight, you'll believe in the Sabbath without one question until about Thursday. Y'all don't think I don't know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you'll believe in them holy days till Christmas gets here. See, why? Because the frogs start trying to reason with you. Listen, folks, I'm preaching you the truth. Be assured of that. I'm preaching you the truth. The frogs will steal that. Just go back to the truth and they'll shut up every time. Yes, hallelujah. Next screen. What next screen? The Holy Spirit versus the unclean spirit. The unclean spirit is total opposite of the Holy Spirit. Total opposite. Total. The spirit of truth will always be tested. I hope you hear me now. When the spirit of truth comes, it's always going to be tested by the opposite. Lies and deception. I walked in the house a few weeks ago, and I heard a great preacher. Man, was he ever preaching. And I heard him look at his congregation and tell them that God done away with the commandments, even the Big Ten. I heard it with my own ears. And the whole church is on their feet like this man is a god. All I heard was ribbit. 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 And something in my spirit. I'm Israel. I don't eat frog legs. I don't eat them. See, the spirit of truth, once you, listen to me, once you hear truth, get ready for it to be tested by the lie. The Holy Spirit versus the unclean spirit. It's coming. It's coming.
Yes, sir.
When you hear this message, get ready for your best friend to tell you the next day that there's no way God cares what day you worship on. Get ready. When you hear truth, it's going to be tested. When we walk in the Spirit, we walk in the very nature of Yahweh. These frogs, they're ministers of lies, unrighteousness, and death. The Holy Spirit is truth. They spew forth unclean doctrine, delusions, and they come forth just before. In chapter 13 of Revelation, when did they come? Just before the Lord returned. You're going to hear more frogs than you ever heard in your life. Why? The rivers dried up. Sister Moroni, 50 years ago, you didn't hear it. You heard the holiness message 50 years ago. You didn't hear this, live like you want to, do what you want to in God. That is what, but that message is becoming more prevalent every day because the rivers are drying up. The frogs are coming out.
Yes, sir.
They're speaking. They're talking. They're everywhere. Next screen. Where do the frogs go? Watch this. They leave the mouth, but where do they go? The Bible said it to all the world. Go read that verse. The frogs went to all the world. They go to kings. What is kings? Leaders. These frogs will do no good until they get a mouth to talk through.
Hey.
See? They need a leader. They need a king. They need a leader, a pastor.
Yes, sir.
Frogs in the church. Next. On a personal level, these frogs try to deceive, delude, and defeat the Word of God even within you. Next. This is the battle of Armageddon within. Next. Next, they go to those with authority over others. The leaders over Yahweh's people. That's where the frogs go. They go to the leaders. The frogs don't go to the people. Where did it say they went? To the kings.
Yes, sir.
Why? Do y'all know that everybody fighting you on Facebook about the Sabbath? Do you know tomorrow if their pastor started teaching the Sabbath, they'd all start keeping it? Why? The influence of the kings. Where do you think the frogs have to get in? The king's mouth. The leader. Why? Because people are so gullible, they follow the leader. And therefore, the frog must find a leader. That's why the Bible said God's coming to destroy the leaders of the house of Israel. Read. The gentleness of their croaks. The frog's croak is not threatening. The frogs are not like a lion. Frogs don't go,
"Argh."
No, no, no. They're gentle. They got pretty smiles. Not really, but in the spiritual realm. They don't come growling, they come croaking. Leaders that's got frogs in their mouth are gentle. They're gentle. They say it so sweet and so loving and so kind. Surely they can't have a frog in their mouth. That's the power of the frog. These spirits subtly influence the leader in their thinking. Folks, if you don't get this message tonight, you won't understand how certain leaders can yield to frauds. It's subtle. It gets in their thinking. They lay down at night and these frauds croak to them. You're going to lose your church if you do this. You're going to lose your people if you do this. You're going to lose your tithe. Well, he can't tell me that. We don't get none. But the point is, he's going to talk to you. You hear me? He's going to talk to you. You're going to lose your money. Well, we lost ours already. So now let's go for it. See? He can't get to you. He can't get to you. Listen. Now, why are they in the mouth of these leaders? To stir up the leaders just before the coming of the Lord. To bring the kings to battle. You want to know why there's a battle going on like never before? The kings have been raised up. Do you know why pastors on Facebook are coming after you with swords? The frogs is bringing them to battle. This is a battle for men's mind, for the control of Yahweh's people. Next screen, and I'm almost there. But the kings are coming. There's a battle. But the kings are coming. Who? The kings of the east. That's the reason the rivers have been dried up, to make way for the kings of the east. Who are the kings of the east? The sons of Yahweh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. Read.
Hallelujah.
These spirits know that a new day is about to dawn, the seventh day. They know it. That's why the sixth angel had to put frogs in the mouth of the leaders, because there's fixing to be a battle.
Yes, sir.
My wife always asks me, "Baby, why are you always at war?" I don't know. I just know there's a battle.
Right.
And I got put slap dab in the middle of it. Yeah. Why? I'm going after frogs.
That's right.
I'm a king of the new day.
Yahweh.
Yes, sir. You got to be in the battle. This is not a day of sitting back and having church.
Right.
This is the day of battle.
Right.
This is the day of battle against frogs.
Listen, do you see that? They know a new day's about to dawn. What day? The seventh day. It's about to dawn. They know the sons of God is about to manifest. They must call together the religious leaders to oppose this word in our mouth.
Hallelujah.
A clean message is coming forth from the sons of Yahweh. And now the frogs might get in the mouth of the leaders to bring them to battle against our word. I hope you see this, children. Do you not see? There's a word, there's a clean message going forth now. There's a clean message going forth. And now the kings of the earth are being riled up by these frogs to come to battle with the kings of the east, which is the sons of Yahweh. My God. See? The river got dried up. Why do you think? The Bible said so the kings of the east to have a way to come in. See, my God, we're coming in with a word in our mouth. A clean word, a clean message. So the frogs is getting in the mouth of the leaders of the church to go to war with the message that we preach.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell y'all a story. There's a little man that lives in Texas. The man ain't even got no money, hardly. The man don't have a church. The man don't have one member in a church. He don't have a building. He don't have nothing. And every preacher I know of is going to war with him. His name's Paul Sides.
Amen.
And that little old dude don't even have a church. You know what he's got? A clean message. And these frogs is getting in the mouth of these leaders to go to war with the clean message.
He's on the hip list.
Do you know what people say about me? You know what they say? Oh, I like Brother Shane, but I'll tell you that message he's preaching. So therefore they come to battle. It's children, I'm sorry. We're in a battle. And it is for truth. And if you're not ready for that battle, you're in the wrong place. Because I'm getting ready to fight till I die. In the army of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm getting ready to fight till I die. Oh, let's see. Now listen. The frogs are croaking. Why? Their message must bring us to battle. Next screen. I mean, why? Think about it, children. Why? Because we're coming into Babylon to seize it and destroy it. Shake tide. The sons of the king of the east are coming into Babylon.
Yeah.
We're coming up that river that God's riding up. There's a way for us in now, and it's in our mouth. Y'all know that little camera right there? Y'all know why? I make sure it records every word I say because it's being listened to. There's a word in my mouth. And that message is stirring up the kings of the earth. Shame. They're coming against us on every side. But listen, the reason is because until about 5 years ago, there wasn't a clean message in the earth. But now it's coming up everywhere. God's raising up men and women with a clean message. And what's it doing? It's stirring up the kings of the earth. Why? Because we're coming into Babylon to seize it, to destroy it, and to set Yahweh's people free. And you think they're going to let that happen without a battle? Hey, when you call somebody's member and tell them that Saturday's the Sabbath, and then that pastor's got to deal with that question from that member, and he can't answer it because he's going to have to lie if he does, he wants you dead. It's a battle. Did you hear me? It's a battle. It's a real battle, saints. Get ready. The heat is on. Next. There must be a provocation. What's going to start this end time battle? A provocation. What provocation? A confrontation of two forces. The word of three unclean spirits. They will begin together. The religious leaders in the battle against the truth of the word of Yahweh. When the word of Yahweh meets the word of man, a battle of Armageddon will begin. It's already started. And if you in this room tonight have felt that battle in your own life.
Yes, sir.
Why? there's a word of truth in your mouth. People hate you and don't know why. There's a word of truth in your mouth. You know what the Apostle Paul said? Have I made you my enemy? Because I told you the truth. I came tonight to help you with one thing before we close. I come to help you understand the matter, what's going on. There's a message in your mouth that's clean. There's a message in the mouth of the false prophet that's unclean. And these frogs is what starts the battle. Don't you see it now? What starts the battle of Armageddon? Frogs. The clean message and the unclean clashing face to face. This message is deeper than you realize tonight. It's deeper than you realize, Brother Tim. I'm teaching you tonight the truth of what's going on. Do you know that some of these churches in this town would just really love to see me move away? They'd love to see some of y'all move away. Why? They need you to shut up. They'll leave you alone if you'll just shut up. Why? There's something in your mouth that's not a frog. And it's causing a confrontation. Did you see that? When the word of truth meets the lie of the church, you just started war. And if you ain't ready to die, get out. Next screen, I think we're done.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay, there we go. This is the last screen. I've already said that. Amen. Tonight, who let the frogs out? I'll tell you. I let them out of my mind about 3 years ago.
Hallelujah.
I pushed them out with the light of truth.
That's right.
That's right.
When you stand for truth, Brother Tim, you're in a battle. Everybody around you will think you're strange and weird and everything else. Why? Because they've been so taught by these frogs that they don't know that the clean is the right way. Tonight, we're turning back to that right way. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give in. This message is pure. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give in. Stand for truth, and truth will stand for you. Do you hear me? Stand for truth. Truth will stand for you. Listen, there's one thing I'm not afraid of, Brother Smith. You know what that is? A debate. Truth will stand for me. I'll meet you anywhere, anytime, any place. I know I'm preaching truth. It will stand for me if I'll stand for it.
Hallelujah.
Why do you think these people in town won't? What's the first thing they tell you? I'm not going to argue with you. Of course you're not. You can't. I'm not about arguing over the scripture. You should be. The Bible said, come reason together. See if these things be so.
Yeah.
Anybody that won't argue with you, somebody don't know what they believe.
They agree to disagree.
Right? But know this. The minute you tell someone the truth, the battle begins. Saints, I'm proud of you. I've watched some of you for 3 years fight the good fight of faith. We've all fought it together. I've watched Sister Judy go from coming in this house 3 years ago knowing nothing about truth. Today she's a warrior for truth. She's in the battle. I've watched the Sprouses come here 2 years ago, however long it was, knowing nothing about this truth. Today, fighting. You're warriors. I've watched Sister Leon, her mother's passed away, her father's passed away, her stepfather's on the verge of death, and every one of them she had to walk away from to walk into. She's a warrior.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
For truth. And you're going to get some scars, children. You're going to get some people tell you some hurtful things.
Yep.
You're going to get some people that's going to hurt you, Brother Tom. Fight them.
Fight
them. Fight them. It's going to be worth it all.
And the closest is your family.
Absolutely. He knows where to get us. Amen. Let's all stand tonight.
Hallelujah.
I pray that when you leave here tonight, you leave with an understanding of the battle and why it's happening. Question, let me ask all your students a question. What starts the battle of Armageddon? Huh? The frogs. Isn't that something? The battle of Armageddon starts around false teaching and truth. When did the battle start in your life? When false teaching and truth.
That's right.
Brother Shane, it's even hard for me.
Say it again.
It's even hard for me today to go into different churches. I got to bite my lip.
Right? Because you can hear the croaking.
More than that.
Yeah.
I want to correct the pastor.
Hallelujah. It's a battle. And listen, I'm glad to be part of it. Amen. Come play, darling, for me real quick before we go. Thank you all for your offering tonight and supporting our ministry. Thank you. We labor for you. I labor in this word to bring you these messages, to bring you truth. I thank you for your faithfulness and your support. I'm going to say one thing real quick. Please work on being on time for church. Please. We start at 7:30. Try to put a focus on being on time, getting here, and helping us get this service started every week. Amen. I'll see you, darling. I can't hear the piano. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask the Lord tonight to strengthen every one of you for the battle. Would you lift your hand? I pray over each one of you in the name of Yeshua that Yahweh would strengthen every soldier in this room tonight to endure the battle of Armageddon between you and Him. That you would just lay down and die so that He can raise you up with the spirit of truth in your mouth. I pray that every battle scar that you've endured will be badges of honor in the army of the Lord. That every hurtful word that's been spoken to you will not affect you, that it will propel you to fight harder. May Yahweh's face shine upon you. May Yahweh bless and keep you. May every part of your life be blessed as Yahweh is your rear guard and your shepherd. And may the Sabbath glory be upon your life tonight in the name of Yeshua. Let's sing it.